The Japanese tanker was welcomed to a port in Tokyo by cheering families, a brass honor band, and several senior government officials, including Defense Minister Shigeru Ishiba. Ishiba praised the Marine Self-Defense Forces for what he called a world-class effort. Prime Minister Yasuo Fukuda's administration brought back the two ships after the main opposition party failed to extend the Navy mission past its November deadline. Opposition leaders have since refused to back legislation granting a new mandate. Chief Cabinet Secretary Nobutaka Machimura also spoke to the crew, promising to restart the mission. The country's opposition Democratic Party of Japan, which controls the upper house of parliament, argues that the mission violates the country's pacifist constitution and that it lacks a UN mandate. Japan's more powerful lower house of parliament, controlled by the ruling Liberal Democratic Party, has approved a resumption of the mission. The opposition, however, has pledged to block the bill. Prospects for the Navy's return to the Indian Ocean remain uncertain. Naomi Martig, VOA News, Hong Kong.